Jesus' restorative work. I am the bread of life, John 6:48. When God created man and woman, Adam and Eve, He created them in His image, perfect, good, sinless. And God saw everything He made, and behold, it was very good, and the evening and the morning of the sixth day, Genesis 1:31. This is very interesting because we know that no man is good, but man was good at the point of his creation. Man fell from good to sinner in the Garden of Eden. Jesus confirms this in the New Testament, and Jesus said unto him, Why callest thou me good? None is good save one, that is God. Luke 18:19. So what happened? Humans chose to sin and made all men and women sinners. We are all born sinners, and God is working according to His mighty word to restore us. Restore means to bring back, to reinstate, to restore to a previous right practice, custom, or situation. God's work within us is restorative, meaning it happens layer by layer, little by little, and precept by precept. I love Bibles. I love old Bibles. And one of the first things I do is clean them up and apply leather conditioner. This conditioner removes outward dirt and visible signs that can be easily removed and replaces it with a shine that represents the shine you would find on a new Bible, a Bible without scars, without scratches, and without history. I have attempted to restore several Bibles and have found that to gain the desired results, the conditioner must be applied lightly, gently, and repetitively. It must be applied and then the leather must rest between applications. This is so that it can absorb the conditioner. If the conditioner is applied too heavily and too hastily, it saturates the dried and brittle leather too quickly, causing the leather to separate into layers and it can begin to crumble. Harshness and impatience destroys. Gentleness and patience restores. Likewise, we are restored through God's word, His grace, His mercy, and His salvation in gentle and restorative steps. He reveals His truth to us as we walk life out through our faith in Him. He accepts us, He picks us up, and gently cleans us up, maybe a little on the outside and a little on the inside at first. Then He gives us time to absorb what He has shown us and applied within us. He gently and lovingly repeats the process as many times as it takes to perfect us and to restore us, making us more like Him. Be patient with yourself and be patient with others. Allow humans to be human and God to be God. Through Christ Jesus, by faith, we are saved. We are saved, but the restoration is not complete. However, God will lead us and change us slowly. He will perfect us. Tolerance means to accept or endure someone or something unpleasant or disliked with forbearance. We are not commanded to tolerate people. We are commanded to love people. Love means to have an intense feeling of deep affection. When we love people, we have the ability to show them the love of Jesus. We have or can invest in a relationship with them that allows us to share the gospel. But when we merely tolerate people, we show them the judgment of men, and this type of relationship closes ears and hearts to receiving anything we have to offer. With God-given knowledge, there is always application. God prepares each of us with the ability to accept and persevere through the changes He is working in us. He will always reveal His revelation to us in His perfect time. If God poured out upon our hearts too much information at once, it would be too much for us to handle. We would crumble, we would be crushed, and we would be destroyed under the weight of the knowledge of our own sinfulness. Our minds and our understanding would not be prepared to accept His truth. The weight of our own sin, guilt, and shame could destroy us, or out of our own fear, drive us further from God and into our sin. We are perfected through Christ little by little. God makes us aware of the sins within us. convicted by our Holy Spirit, and through Jesus we repent and are forgiven. This is not a one-time perfection process. It is worked throughout a lifetime relationship with the Father. Knowledge gained is not always knowledge of God's Word and God's truth. We must have knowledge of Him and understand His truth in order that we are equipped to recognize all counterfeit knowledge that the world force-feeds the ignorant and the unsuspecting. I remember so clearly the day that I sat in the floor of a local Christian bookstore, turning one book over after another and reading the back and then reading about the author. I remember becoming more and more frustrated with every book cover that I read. I remember in my spirit calling out to God and asking, "How am I supposed to know who loves you? How am I supposed to know who knows the truth? How am I supposed to know who to listen to?" Pressed strongly upon my heart in the most clear and understandable way that I have ever felt, God said, "If you want truth, come to the source." Since then, I seek truth and understanding from God first, through prayer and His scriptures. And only then do I reach out to other God-led people that impart their knowledge that they have gained through God-given revelation. Be strong and diligent in your walk with God. If you always seek truth first at the feet of Christ Jesus, then you will always be satisfied. If you misinterpret or misunderstand during the learning process, God is fully aware of the learning curve. He will always lead you to answers. He will always lead you to truth. Uplift and encourage those seeking answers. Never shame anyone or judge them for how slow or timid their walk may seem to you. Don't let your judgment in words or actions steal the bread they have received for now. It may be in fragments, but in God's timing, He will lead them to the fullness of the bread of life. God is accepted as a whole, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, or not at all. You cannot compartmentalize God in your life. You cannot offer up one area of yourself to Him to restore and it not include all of you. You cannot repent for one sin willingly, receiving forgiveness while knowingly holding on to another sin and not expect judgment. God wants to restore us. As long as we inhabit the earth, it will be a lifelong process. Allow God to permeate every area of your life, working His purifying process to break the chains of sin in your heart with love, mercy, grace, and patience. Likewise, extend the same love, mercy, grace, and patience as God works His purifying process to break the chains of sin in others' lives through you. Be the light on the path pointing to Christ, rather than the darkness judging on the path to hell. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing, James 1:4. Love and patience always works together. Walk in love. God loves you.